Good morning. It is 811 WEOL. Les filling in for Bruce Van Dyke this week. The IRS is not going to call you regarding your stimulus check. We're going to talk about that and other internet scams. That's going to be coming up a little bit later on this hour. The name of the book is Mythical Monsters, Alien Encounters, and Our Obsession with the Unexplained. The author is Colin Dickey, and we have Colin on the line with us. Colin, good morning. It is wonderful to have you on.
Thank you so much for having me on.
So first of all, thanks to you, I've added a new word to my vocabulary, the word cryptid. Up until 5 o'clock this morning, I had no idea that that term existed. What is a cryptid?
Right, so that's the sort of catch-all term for Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, the Chupacabra, the Jersey Devil. It's just nice not to have to list off all those names and have a one word. Yeah, it's any sort of creature that maybe, you know, like crypt is like hidden, right? Like, you know, cryptography. So it's a hidden animal. It's an animal that we don't have firm evidence for, but people keep seeing. And I think these things are just totally bizarre how we keep coming back to them. We never get definitive proof of them, but we keep looking for them. And I think that really drove me to kind of try and figure out what the heck was going on with that phenomenon.
You know, it's funny you said we keep going back to them. I don't think I've heard a good Bigfoot or Loch Ness Monster sighting story in years, but they're still around, you're saying.
Oh, yeah. No, in fact, I went up to the Hudson Valley in New York State, sort of upstate New York, and I met these women who are the Hudson Valley Bigfoot researchers, and they told me all kinds of stories of, finding, you know, trees uprooted by these things and leaving them snacks that mysteriously disappeared. So people are still claiming to see them. I don't know. I saw some really blurry photographs. I wasn't exactly sure what to make of, but people, you still find people will tell you, now that, you know, they'll tell you maybe that they're actually aliens, that the Bigfoot, like, flies around and flying saucers. Maybe they're waiting for us to deal with climate change and world war before they make their presence known. I don't know. You hear a lot of stories. People are still looking for them.
You know, with all these legends, and we will talk more about them certainly in this conversation, but, you know, there's always a grain of truth in any rumor, in any legend, etc. I mean, is there like a common grain of truth that you've discovered in your research with all these things?
I mean, the thing that I keep coming back to is I think that particularly like sort of historically in the 19th century, there was this period when science and religion kind of divided into these two camps, right? And both of them were basically like, you know, we have all the answers. We can explain everything. Each one of them kind of had a system for understanding the world. And those work pretty well. They're, you know, often quite complementary. But then there's always this weird stuff that doesn't quite fit in between the two of them. And I think that's the kind of stuff that I kept being really sort of fascinated by, the stuff that, you know, religion didn't want to touch because, you know, you're not going to say Bigfoot is, I don't know, an angel or something like that. But, you know, at the same time, science is like, yeah, this is just kind of some, you know, crackpot stuff. We're going to leave this alone, too. And yet, you know, you get this sort of leftover kind of remnant in the middle, and that's the stuff that I think people, you know, regardless of their, you know, religious or scientific beliefs, a lot of people are still just kind of drawn to that weird stuff, you know, aliens and cryptids and, you know, I don't know, maybe the lost continent of Atlantis, maybe there's still something. And, you know, I don't have answers, but I do think that obsession and that sort of curiosity really, you know, keeps with us no matter what happens.
Talking to Colin Dickey this morning, he's the author of Mythical Monsters, Alien Encounters, and Obsession with the Unexplained. What was the great Kentucky meat shower of 1876? That is one thing I've never heard of up until today, right around the time I learned about what a cryptid was.
Right, exactly. And so, yeah, so this is one of these things. I mean, it's a documented phenomenon such as it was. There was a woman and her grandson outdoors on a clear sky, you know, cloudless day, clear skies, 1876, and meat fell from the sky, little chunks of meat. And, you know, the townspeople gathered them up. They preserved a couple of them. You know, some extremely adventurous souls even tried to, like, taste it a little bit, which is not fun to think too hard about maybe over breakfast. But, you know, so, and you know, scientists have tried to figure out what it was. Well, maybe it was frog spawn, or maybe it was, you know, nostoc, I think is one of the things they thought it was. Maybe it was vultures vomiting. And there's not really a great explanation for it that really conclusively determines what it was, but it was documented for better or worse as a thing that happened. So what do you do with that?
Let's talk about Area 51. First of all, you know, did that storming of it ever happen? And at some point, can't somebody somewhere just open up the door and say, look, look around, there's nothing here. I don't know too much about it. You tell me.
Well, I mean, you know, it is a top secret military base. It's where we know, you know, declassified, that it's where a number of top secret reconnaissance airplanes were tested in the 50s and 60s. So like the SR-71 Blackbird and stuff like that. Like that all happened there. So you can understand. I mean, you know, you can understand why the military doesn't want people poking around. I'm sure they're sort of annoyed that people have associated it with aliens, but you know, for better or for worse, they're not going to let anybody in. It's, you know, whatever they're working on now, and so, you know, these rumors and these conspiracies continue to fester. I mean, I guess, yeah, people tried to storm it, but you could imagine a bunch of people trying to bum rush any military installation. It's probably not going to go over super well.
Yeah, somebody somewhere is going to pull out a weapon and say, "Go back home, please."
Yeah, right, exactly. It's all fun and games until the military police have rifles pointed at you.
You know, you shared the Great Kentucky Meat Shower 1876, something that most of us probably haven't heard about. Is there maybe another one you could share with us, one that maybe isn't as well known as Loch Ness or Bigfoot?
You know, one of my favorite, it's maybe a little close to you guys, was in Lawndale, Illinois in 1977. A woman was out in her backyard with her six-year-old son, and he was playing with a friend, and these two giant birds swooped out of the sky, supposedly. I mean, this is what they said. I don't know. I wasn't there. And picked up this kid. One of them picked up this kid and carried it for 10 or 20 feet before, you know, the mother was, you know, able to, you know, beat it with a broom and get this bird to let it go. And she claimed that maybe they were condors, but condors don't eat live prey. They're scavengers. They can't pick up something as heavy as a six-year-old child, and they were nearly extinct, and the only ones that were existent back then were in California. So, you know, who knows what that was? A lot of people have theories, but you know, it lingers as one of those great mysteries.
What is happening today that 100 years from now your counterpart will be talking about?
I mean, pretty much everything, I imagine. I mean, we're in this very weird place, I think, where, like, you know, there's a lot of conspiracy theories flying around. There's lots of rumors. There's lots of things happening. And, I tried to put this book together to kind of give a kind of history of maybe how some of these beliefs kind of got set in stone and kind of how we ended up today. So who knows where we'll be 100 years from now.
Well, tell us a little bit more about where we can find the book.
Oh, well, it's out today. So, you know, any bookstore should have it, or you can go online, you know, Amazon or bookshop.org or wherever you shop from. You should be able to grab it.
Mythical Monsters, Alien Encounters, and Our Obsession with the Unexplained. Colin Dickey, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me on. This was great.